Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
Sox machine.
We're surrounded by it today here on the Bernstein and Holmes show as we have news that's flying all over the place right now. Josh Nelson of Sox Machine is with us in studio on Twitter at Sox Machine Josh, and we are hooking up his compatriot Jim Margulis, who is at Sox Machine. These are the co-hosts of the Sox Machine podcast with us on The Score.
Hello.
Hey, a couple of news items real quickly. The Cubs, according to Bob Nightingale, have dealt Mark Leiter Jr. to the Yankees, waiting to hear return. And Matt Eberflus has announced that Bears starters will not play on Thursday.
So you guys are clear now to not watch the Hall of Fame game if you want. We still will.
Yeah, we still are. Most of it.
You can watch the Chicago Bears so nobody else has to.
That's correct. Yeah, we will do it so we can do that. We're still watching, or at least I am. I'm still watching the White Sox so that no one else has to. But we know that you guys do that for a living. Yesterday was quite an interesting day for the White Sox and for Chris Getz. What did you think?
About the trade?
About the day.
Well, when Bobby Witt Jr. hit that deep drive to left field, as it was sailing into the bleachers, I was laughing hysterically because my first thought was, what a day for the White Sox. Here they got a chance to snap their losing streak. Instead, they blow a 5-2 lead in the eighth inning. It just figures. With this trade yesterday, I think the St. Louis Cardinals did great getting Eric Fetty and Tommy Pham. I have some questions from the Dodgers' perspective. I don't think they're above any type of criticism in this three-team trade. But for the Chicago White Sox, I really hope that Miguel Vargas solves his two biggest issues and why he wasn't a starter with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers gave him plenty of runway to earn the starting job at second base last year, and he failed. And the Dodgers had a pivot at the trade deadline last year, because Vargas has got two red flags. He doesn't play defense very well, and he does not hit fastballs very well from right-handed pitching. And when you're a right-handed hitter, and last year you batted 161 against four-seamers from right-handed pitchers, you're going to have a difficult time to hit well enough to merit staying in the majors. And if you're not a great defensive player, I don't know what you got here. Like, this is a former top 50 prospect, and these are two very large red flags. And now you're asking the Chicago White Sox player development team to fix these issues? I mean, the queue is very long, Lawrence, of hitters that are broken for the Chicago White Sox. This is the worst offense in the last 50 years of Major League Baseball. And you're asking this player development team and the current coaching staff to fix this guy? Okay, and they have two 19-year-olds, and one of the 19-year-olds has some type of stress fracture in his left tibia and is out for the season. The White Sox acquired another guy with a lower half injury to their farm system. Three players they traded away, and they only got three prospects back. And on the national scene, they are getting grilled right now for this return. And it's really up to Miguel Vargas to have a positive introduction to the White Sox. Hit in September and August, he's going to be part of the White Sox lineup. We heard tonight he'll be joining the White Sox, and we'll see what he does. But if Vargas struggles, I think there's already a lot of doubt with Chris Getz, Dan. There's just going to be even more doubt about his ability to be the White Sox general manager.
Jim, your thoughts?
Individually, you know, Vargas, Perez, Albertus, they're all fine. Like, it's good that the White Sox can use some of their playing time to give a former prospect, or a former top prospect like Vargas, some runway that he didn't have with the Dodgers. Like, nothing wrong with that. Perez looks, I think, more interesting of the two, especially when you include the stress fracture. White Sox do not have a great track record when it comes to acquiring players previously injured. They tend to not bounce back the way the White Sox anticipate. So that's why I'm a little bit cooler on the idea of Albertus right now. But individually, they're fine. It just, it feels light. And you liken it to last deadline when they traded Lucas Giolito and Reynaldo Lopez for Kai Bush and Edgar Caro. Like, Edgar Caro felt like a good return individually for Lucas Giolito. Kai Bush felt like a good return individually for Reynaldo Lopez. Combine it, so much the better. You know, like a good two-for-two trade where you can see the promise and you can see the how the timing lines up with the White Sox building a next potential core. This time around, given that the 19-year-olds are probably 3 years from the majors at least, they won't help with a quick turnaround. Vargas looks like a project, and he's also has some service time. So that by the time he's good, is he lining up with Perez and Albertus if they happen to pan out, either one of them? And then you factor it in with like the White Sox trading Tommy Pham and Michael Kopech as well, three players for three players. None of it feels like proportional. Like, if the White Sox somehow got Vargas or Albertus or Perez for one of Pham or Kopech, I would get it. But having Fetty, who is the most tradable player because of his production and his contract, feels just a little bit insubstantial, I think, for what the White Sox need to do. And it doesn't feel like a landmark trade the way that the acquiring Caro and Bush for Giolito and Lopez last year felt like a real changing of the closing of a chapter, opening a new one. Some players who might be able to stick on the 26-man roster at the same time. This one I don't quite get.
Jim, what did you think of what happened with Garrett Crochet and Chris Getz yesterday? Because that also happened yesterday.
Yeah, it's not great. You know, there are a couple things that remind me of Rick Hahn. One is, you know, a general manager coming out with a hangdog expression and looking like, you know, it's really unfortunate what's happened here, as if he has no agency. Even if it is a case where Crochet's representation really did pull one over him, or it did an end around that was really unprofessional, or you don't really see. It's not great when you're in charge and you don't sound like you anticipated it. It feels like, you know, disaster planning is part of your job when it comes to making these really important trades. And so that looked a little bit unprofessional. Then there's also the idea of when, I think Scott Merkin relayed the quotes about how, the White Sox could theoretically extend Crochet themselves and make it part of the long-term project. And Getz is like, yeah, we could do that. However, we have to consider what's good for the long-term health of the organization, which is the same playbook that Hahn and Kenny Williams used when it came to adding like a big contract like Manny Machado or Bryce Harper, when they were worried about paying all the players of their past core, I guess. I guess the current core is no longer a core. Anderson, Giolito, Jimenez, Robert, Moncada, they weren't about paying those guys. And that's why they couldn't pay somebody like a Machado or like a Harper, guys who have contributed to postseason teams. Saying that about Crochet, when they have no players who look extendable, when they have no players that look like they really require resources, that comes off as, what are you doing here? Like, what are you trying to sell right now? Everything's in disarray and you're the one in charge of it. So you should have like your finger on the pulse of the fan base and realize that, this is what they heard last time and it didn't work out. And also when you're complaining about a way a player has conducted himself or a way a player's agency has conducted themselves, and you're the one who's supposed to be in charge of contingency planning. Not a fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The other thing with Crochet that I've been thinking about is that is his agency, CAA, it's their job. It's their job to protect their client. It's their job to get as much guarantee money as possible. They don't have to check in with Chris Getz. So they're trying to influence the market to get their client to the best fit for Garrett Crochet and to get that contract extension. That's why there is a lot of heat, or at least trade smoke, around the Los Angeles Dodgers, because the Dodgers made a similar trade before this season with Tyler Glasnow, which there was some injury risk with Glasnow. He wanted an extension. They acquired Glasnow, and they signed him to that five-year, $100-plus million contract. So we'll see if Crochet does get dealt before the 5 p.m. Central Time. But I feel like, Lawrence, that Getz said this publicly to, I don't know, get sympathy, that Garrett Crochet made his job a lot tougher to trade him before the deadline.
The thing that I fear, and I talked about it earlier with Dan, is I agree that Garrett Crochet and his people are doing the best that they can to try to take care of his long-term financial health and probably his physical health too. But he may have just doomed himself to being here. And to me, the first priority for Garrett Crochet is to get away from this place. And then figure it out once you get to LA or wherever it is that you were going to go. But because we know that they're not going to pay him.
Right.
So at least get away from all of this and all of this nastiness, which I'm sure now is going to get more petty. And I'm sure that there will be people like, well, you know, Garrett Crochet, not really, you know, I don't know if you would describe him as a gamer. He's kind of a 100% guy. Like that's the next part of this, that people who are very friendly towards the White Sox, will, it's just something to watch over the next, if they don't trade him, over the next few weeks of people talking about this.
And you may be right. And maybe you're probably right from the pettiness, but from the player development standpoint, the White Sox have to continue pushing Garrett Crochet because you have another chance to trade him during the winter meetings in the offseason. So you need to go back to pushing him to 80, 90, 100 pitches before the end of the season to sell other teams, the other 29 teams, that he can be a frontline starting pitcher.
So is there any move that you think we're not talking about that maybe you guys have discussed and say, hey, if somebody comes knocking, I mean, know we've talked about Luis Robert Jr. and the possibilities there.
He's but, been so bad.
Yeah, but what else, what is, what are there on the fringes of your radar screen right now between now and 5 o'clock and say, hey, don't rule out this, don't rule out that, for either one of you wants to jump in.
There's gossip right now that Lenin Sosa is on his way to Chicago, which yes. If that is true, then an infielder is getting dealt. Is that Paul DeJong? Is that Nicky Lopez? I'm not sure. But if that is true, someone is leaving the current roster from last night before 5 o'clock. Even though he did not pitch well and he gave up that grand slam, John Brabia is on an expiring contract and teams are always looking for relievers and he should come pretty cheap. So those are like the two right nows. Which infielder is getting dealt between DeJong and Lopez, and when is John Brabia getting traded, Jim?
Yeah, John Brabia was the one I was thinking of. And then, you know, he has a, if it's a farewell, it was a fitting farewell for the 2024 White Sox.
Farewell to the baseball. You
know, yeah. I think it's a case of just, yeah, it's, you know, if you're trying every single outing to boost trade value, that was not one for it. But then again, like Michael Kopech, he was on a decent run going into his trade, and that didn't really seem to move the needle much in terms of the overall return for him. So who knows? Like, it's a case where you probably can't make too much of one game, no matter how poorly it's timed. But yeah, I saw that video of the White Sox giving the bullpen giving Kopech the farewell, drinking from the same can, passing it around, and just thinking like they probably do that after the games as well, just to try to flush out the memories of what just happened.
Do you guys think that the Dodgers and Mark Pryor will have better luck keeping Kopech consistent to the game plan than the White Sox did?
I don't know, Lawrence, because Kopech admitted that he didn't always follow the advice by the White Sox coaches. So,
which was good advice, strangely enough.
I'm not sure. Tons of pressure. You cannot fail in LA right now, especially in the postseason. If he's in the postseason, he gives up like a two-run homer to the Philadelphia Phillies. I am wondering how Michael Kopech is going to recover from that. He admitted during his tenure with the White Sox, ever since that trade from the Boston Red Sox, that he grew up a lot. And in his words, he became a man with the White Sox. But there's always been a question about his mental stability when he gives up those big moments and his ability to bounce back. The Dodgers are going to be counting on him to be one of those first relievers coming out of the bullpen, especially when you get closer to the end of the regular season and into the postseason. So I'm more concerned about that. I mean, if Pryor can get him to throw a little bit more cutters and he's still pumping 101, 102 miles per hour at the fastball, then I think Kopech could be fine.
Before we let you guys go, I want you both to weigh in real quick on the yesterday's kerfuffle and the not quite denial that AJ Pierzynski issued about his connection to the organization as a possible next manager.
It would make great fodder for Sox Fest, Jim. Man,
sure,
it'd be
buzzing. That'd be the easy. He's probably already there because of the 20-year anniversary. So, like, they would save on an announcement if they just waited. But, yeah, it's when it comes to those reports, like Nightingale connected with La Russa, he did not connect with Pedro Grifol. Like, he said the White Sox were going to get an experienced manager because they could not afford to have a first-time manager with the team in the current state it was. They needed like a Bruce Bochy type or Ron Washington, and then they hired Grifol. So not everything he says is true when it comes to the White Sox manager. So that's, I think, what I consider comforting. It does feel very White Sox-y, and it is the opposite of Grifol in terms of having a compelling personality, having the ability to hold court and hold media attention. Like, Pierzynski is good at that. So it would be the opposite in that regard, not the opposite in terms of, you know, first time manager. And, you know, if they follow like Robin Ventura's lead of how that worked out when he had a first time manager, wasn't quite cut out for it, but the loyalty with the organization was such that they could not cut ties with him when it was time to cut ties, and he stayed 2 years too long. I would hope that would be the cautionary tale with going to Pierzynski at this time, but if nothing else, like, it makes great content for Pierzynski with the Foul Territory show. Like, yeah, if get some a couple days worth of YouTube clips to go around, it's great for him.
Yeah, don't do it, AJ. Keep your media company. One name to watch of the White Sox, or when the White Sox do fire Pedro Grifol, supposedly is Terry Francona, if Francona can prove that he is healthy enough to take the job.
Okay.
Wouldn't they just wreck his health, though? That's my concern.
Yeah,
I know.
2 weeks in, his stomach starts acting up like, I cannot do this.
Listen to us. AJ, don't take the job. Keep the media company. Yeah, Terry, but for your health, don't take the job.
Right, and then you recommend it to the old infirm guy.
Yeah. If I'm Terry Francona, like, I don't want anything to do with this until this is a lot better. A lot further down the road than it is.
He does not have time for renovations.
Correct. Guys, as always, we appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Check out the Sox Machine podcast and check out all of the stuff that these guys are writing on SoxMachine.com. Sox Machine.
Josh Nelson and Jim Margulis.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.